Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Team Broadcasting.
Difficulties tonight, but we are here. So,
I dig that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into the Lonely Hearts Cafe. I am one half of your dynamic duo. I am Christopher Tracy, and I am joined tonight, as I am live each and every Tuesday night, by the Honorable Deacon Aloysius Forever Love. So, Aloysius, how are things how are things there?
Thank you.
Cheering for you.
Thank you very much.
In Michigan.
It's kind of cold. It's like about, it's going toward 35 degrees tonight. It only reached about 54. Today, which was a good thing for me because I don't really like the heat like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you walk outside and you're like, shit, who turned the cold back on? You know what I mean? But,
you know,
I'm kind of loving it right now.
You know, it's that time of year up there where you just not quite sure what you're going to get.
Right.
And then, you know, like.
Shorts yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And I can
now,
feel you.
Today, it's like a full coat.
I can feel you when you say, you know, you're kind of digging it because, you know, it gives you an opportunity to find that loved one or that boo and say to her, you know, we need to cuddle. It's a little cool, you know, so it gives you a chance to get close, get a little close to the one you love.
In theory, yeah.
Well, that's where I was going to go. So, in theory, what about in practice? Is there anybody that
that. I'm too spoiled, man. I can't be up under a bitch too quickly and too much right about now. I realized that today. I had my moment of clarity, and I realized that I was a tad spoiled, and I need some time with women folk for a minute, you know? Not necessarily saying that I'm quitting dating, but I don't see me in a long-term relationship anytime soon. That's all.
So you had a moment today that you realized you were a bit spoiled. Tell us about that moment. What happened?
It's just reality. It could have been from somebody else's post earlier, and they were saying how men have to pay for pussy, and she did her whole rant for a minute about that, and I realized that most of the women that I knew were paying me, so I said, hey, that might be a tad spoiled. And I need to just focus on, you know, just like the basic things right now. And through that moment of clarity, I got accepted. Well, I don't know if it's really being accepted, but I have to go to this seminar next week, which means I don't have to be at work. But, yeah, so they're going to pay me for my time off, and it's something about, let me see what this bullshit says, social transformation within the community. So I'll be going to that seminar next week and dodging work. But even when I was talking to the lady about it, she called and she was like, hey, you've been accepted. And I was like, okay, bitch, for what? You know, and she went on to tell me where it was. And this is, I think I posted something about this earlier. And I was trying to get directions. And she said, it's by the library. I was like, what the fuck is a library? Shit, is it delicious or some shit? She's like, no, it's by the library. And I was like, you mean the library?
Well, berries that lie are not a good thing. You never want to bury that lie. You don't want to be around liars.
I know, dude. And she said it like about 6 times. And I was like, okay, this is getting fucking annoying now. You know, but, you know, maybe. It's just like those people that say screet, you know. It's like, what the fuck is that? Right. You know, what the fuck is that?
Apply to the program that you got accepted to, or was it just random?
It was at my daughter's school. They had a speaker, and I just happened to sit in on his little thing. And you know, you sign up when you walk in, and you know, they say it's like a little raffle or whatever, and you know, they just pick whoever. And apparently they just picked me, so like one out of like the 50 people, some shit like that. And I'm like, whoopee, bitch, you know, whatever. But it may be a good thing, you know, because it's gonna basically help out the community. Not like I don't help out the community now, first of all, but still, it's to help out the community, to uplift the people in the community, and promote a positive look for African Americans, for Black folk, you know, so. They just don't know who the fuck they're going to get. I don't know who the fuck they're going to get when I get up in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it depends on what mood.
Right.
That's what I was about to ask you. How much participation do you plan to do, and which version of you is going to participate? Because, you know, those are some opportunities where you can get into character, you know? Show yourself.
Right.
Or show yourself.
Yeah. It just depends on the amount of attitude I get when I walk in there, you know.
Is this a event that is associated with the school or the school district, or is it, you know, some kind of, like, could they take your, an animated version of you back to your daughter, or is it just, like, some totally outside agency, you can just show your ass, Like Luke and the two lock who
are. Either way, I could show my ass. At the school, they know I'm capable of showing my ass, so they don't really, you know, fuck with me on any. You know, I take that back, because they do see me as being a father that's always there. I'm always, you know, I take her to school, pick her up, whatever I got to do. So they see that, and you know, even people like at my boss's church. Boss, you know, we see him every day. He's the coolest person ever. He's the best dad up there, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's cool too. So I do have a role there. I'm more like a security, I guess, when I am there, because the little kids kind of straighten up, you know, because it's, you know, a big black guy, you know.
You're that black male.
Yeah. And very few men do stay there and watch their kids, you know, do whatever they have to do when they're there.
Now, what about the female teachers? I know you don't give a fuck about them, but you're not there for them. You're not there to see them. But do they ever try to flirt with Aloysius?
They do. Periodically, they do. And I'm so tuned out of it now that I really don't give a shit about them, man. Because, you know, basically, they're just people with jobs just like everybody else. And they just happen to deal with other folks' kids. That's all that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they want to fuck just like everybody else want to fuck. But I can't do it because that would really, you know, fuck up my daughter's, her social life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, year after year, I do have her teachers hitting on me if they're female, you know, they're periodically hit on me, but you know, I just play it off and, you know, start talking about whatever is going on with my daughter's life, you know.
Yeah. I messed around and fucked my my son's teacher in the second grade. Met her on the last day of school, the awards day, because I was living out of state, and met her there, you know, and ended up throwing my life off for about 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta stay focused. And then it was awkward too. After we broke up, you know, she still had a relationship with the kid. It's like you say, it's best to stay focused on your past. Stay focused on the time and the things that you're doing.
Right, and you are fading out a little bit. You're off and on fading out a little bit.
How about now?
You're faded to the back. Yeah, you're still fading.
Well, damn. I don't like that. Well,
okay, now that's. I don't know. There's something faulty going on with the system.
No, talk a little bit. I got to find my headphones.
Okay, well, we need to find some subjects. What are the subjects for today? Let's see. I really want to dive deep and find something. Oh, Sunshine, this, she says she has something to speak about. I don't know if she's going to call today, but she said that there was something going on that she wanted to follow up with. That was one of the first things.
Yeah. Let me see.
Also, does sex on the first date make you a whore?
Hmm. And then we have, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, maybe I was too close. Am I fading in and out, or is it okay for now?
You're okay right there.
So maybe I was too close to the shit. Yeah. Okay, let me know if we have problems. Then I have to go get some headphones, because I think, you know, I went out of town this weekend, and I believe my headphones are packed up. So I might have to go get them.
Okay.
We'll see if Sunshine replies. So, yeah, we've got
right.
Sunshine's topic. Oh, I forgot about Tiana, too. With her marrying a motherfucker, a month ass.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But when she gets on the line, she talks like 800 miles an hour.
She's just excited. She's just the type of person, you know.
Yeah, she has a lot going on. Let's see, we got Danny and Vanessa on the line. Ladies, you can say hello whenever you want to, and we will say hello to you. Hello, Danny. Hello, Vanessa.
Hey, baby.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Blessed, baby, blessed.
Very good, very good.
Anything going on in your world, relationship-wise, that you want to bring to the table, bring to the forefront, or the five-front, or the three-front?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. Danny, as usual, probably has it on mute.
Yeah, you're still fading out, bro.
Well, y'all just have this conversation. Why don't y'all have a conversation while I go get some headphones? Go ahead.
Okay. We're going to start on the first topic, I guess. Does sex on the first date make you a whore? If anybody wants to ring in, they truly can. And I'll give it a moment of silence for that. Okay, with that being said, if I think sex on the first date makes you a whore, no. Desire and love and lust, They all intermingle, and if it's your time, it's your time. You only have a certain amount of time here on the earth anyway. And so procrastination sometimes will lead to not having sex at all, not living at all. You know, you have to live every moment to the fullest. Having no memories of a person that you really want to be with is not a good thing. Set aside some of the old ways of thinking. Well, maybe that's a new way of thinking, because I think in the olden, well, then again, some people say in the olden days they would wait before they did some things, but they got married a lot earlier, so they really wanted to do it the first time they saw a person. I would say no, though. Do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, wherever you want to do it. You know, because if you're not compatible sexually anyway, you're not going to be with the person. And if it leads up into a point where you're dating a person day after day, month after month, year after year, before you actually have sex and the sex is bad, then you've wasted your time anyway. And that's a shame. That's a horrible shame. So I say people live your life to the fullest. Enjoy every moment. And I thank you.
I agree. I think that stigma came into play a lot with women. I think it's been more accepted along the lines of guys doing it, but I think women get that bad rep when they, you know, when they sleep with a guy after, you know, just meeting him. But I'm with you. I'm like, you know what? We're all older. We only live once. If you feel like doing it, do it. If you don't, don't.
Right. Right. And what if you're not compatible? Then
exactly.
Like if he's too big and you're too tight and small, you know.
Exactly. Yep. Or he's too small. Or he's bad.
And he falls in and splashes around.
Exactly.
It's not a good feeling, and it emotionally takes away from a person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's emotionally draining to be around a person that you really can't do anything with.
Right. Yep, I agree. I think it also has to do a lot too with women when they were looking for a more serious relationship, and you know they gave up the goods on the first date when the guy really wasn't looking for that.
Mm-hmm. And so what is the appropriate attire for the first date? Let's go with that. Well, I guess it depends on your location and...
Yeah, where are you going? What you're doing, yeah.
All right.
I think you can be sexy and conservative at the same time, you know, show a little skin, but not too much. I mean, I think if you're dressed like a whore, then, I mean, I guess guys can, you know, label you as such, but I think you could be sexy and without looking like you're a streetwalker.
Well, that's true. I'll agree with that. And I think growing up, you're asked and told to dress your best and
mm-hmm.
you know, be presentable anyway.
Right.
And for guys, it's more the peacock thing. You know what I mean? Guys have to be peacocks to be seen.
You mean mm-hmm. that guys pee with their cocks?
Well, they do that also. But we have to be more flamboyant. We have to be seen. You know what I mean? The bright colors, the jewelry, the cars, and things of that nature, you know. Something that will make a woman say, whoa, you know, that's what I want. But on the opposite hand, I think I've met a lot of women in my grimiest apparel. You know, like if I'm just coming out the garden or working on the car or something like that.
Yeah. I seem to notice guys based on their confidence. Like when you see a guy walking and he looks like he's confident, I mean, it doesn't really, I mean, it matters a little bit what he's dressed like, but I mean, I'm not going to be turned off if he has on, you know, jogging pants, you know, and a shirt or whatever. I think it's his confidence, for me personally. I love a confident man.
Aloysius, do you like a confident woman, or do you like a woman who is who has low self esteem?
Now that's a good one. I've had it on both shows, so
I was about to say low self esteem. Props to them too.
Yeah, they give it up a little bit quicker some days, but they're usually the crazier ones too, though. So.
Yeah. Sunshine, are you on?
Hello. Good evening.
Well, how are you?
Hey, baby.
How you doing?
Sunshine was on while I was getting some headphones, so she's been listening for a while.
Why didn't you come get your plate the other day?
You know, we were running to the baseball game, so I was trying to make it back over there. I was running.
I'll forgive you.
You can hold it for me. You can hold it for me until this weekend.
Oh, we might be frying fish Friday.
Nice.
So I have to think about it. See if we're going. If I'm going to have the energy after graduation, I'm probably going to need to do it after graduation. But you guys had an interesting conversation: sex on the first date, whorish clothing.
What do you think
about
sex on the first
date?
Men
like whorish-looking women, huh?
Better than the homely-looking women.
Yeah, I love a bustier and some big, even though they judge us, but let a Carmen Diaz pop up on the magazine, J-Lo or whoever with a big booty, see-through dress, y'all loving that, but let your woman do it. It's a problem, so it's a double standard. So I don't know how to answer that one. Sex on the first date is situational. That's what I can say at best. You know, because you know if you're attracted to somebody and you know when you're not. You know, and then you know if you just want to see, you know what I'm saying? But it's situational. It's happened. It has happened. It probably will happen again. I don't know.
Because you can be with a woman and then you be around her and then, you know, the temperature is right, the mood is right, and she starts leaking and giving off that scent, and you know it's on.
Man, sometimes you try not to, and she'll be like, oh, my God. Yeah, I think it's situational on a lot of but men judge. Well, most men don't because, you know, if it's good, they're going to come back either way. You know what I'm saying? So.
I hear that.
So, I don't know. I've seen it both ways.
Okay, so here's a question. If you're on a blind date and the person turns out to be unfortunate looking, do you stay or do you leave?
I bounce.
Stay.
First opportunity I get.
I would stay.
Vanessa?
I'll take like my phone ringing and get up out that bitch.
Vanessa, have you ever left a person
again?
On a blind date? Uh-huh. Have you ever left someone that was on a blind date?
No, I would stay.
Oh,
just
shit.
To be nice.
Yeah, that'd be too mean.
Yeah, that'd be
so polite.
Get up and walk away. Yeah,
yeah, and,
some polite
and if they're
people.
That ugly, you know, we wouldn't be the first person to tell them. And you know, why would I want to give them that reaction? You know, like okay, everybody, you know, I'm not the first that want to walk away. So that would be challenging to me. You know, and they might be a nice person.
Mm-hmm. I was just gonna say they might end up being a very nice person.
Fuck
great
that.
Conversation,
fuck.
You know.
Yeah, fuck all that.
I ain't trying to cloud
that.
I am not trying to cloud the water. Let me tell you something. You gotta figure out where you're going with this. What's the point of all this? You know, and if you figure out that person's not gonna work out, you cut that shit off as quickly as possible.
That's true.
I remember I met a young lady at Applebee's one time, only because it was the neighborhood grill, and that was a rim shot, but I'm pumped. And we sat down, I looked at her, and we ordered drinks. I excused myself to go to the restroom. That's what I told her, but I really went to the car. I was gone before the drinks got there, and I texted her from down the street.
telling her I didn't appreciate her looking like that.
She couldn't help it. She couldn't help the way she looked, and she was unfortunate looking.
You know,
and sometimes the makeup isn't right. You know, a lot of people are unfortunate looking, but they hide it with makeup.
Right,
stayed
right.
Her ass, should have stayed her ass at home and text from the house.
Oh, God.
What's the mask that Indian women wear on their face? The Habib, is that what it's called? The little, the cover that they wear?
A hijab?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what I call it, a Habib, that. And maybe they should have came to the date and used religion as a reason. And, you know, that would be more of an experience. You know, I probably would.
Oh, God.
She could have catfished me.
Same as mom. You know what I'm saying?
She could have catfished me and looked better. Anybody that would have showed up would have been better looking at her.
Well, let me tell you this. My friend, he said he had this girlfriend he wanted to go and see, and she had a sister. Okay, that's fine. We go there, and first of all, her sister is peeking around the corner, so that tells me something wrong. And she did this for like about 5 or 10 minutes. When she came from around the corner, and I'm not trying to disrespect anybody that has this, but she had this hump in her back. You know what I mean?
I've never
like,
seen
like literally. She
never
had a hump in her back.
Put a hump
okay.
in your back, you. I ain't never
she has scoliosis. That's a condition. That's called a medical condition called scoliosis.
I thought scoliosis was just the curve.
Yeah, and sometimes it can lead to the hump depending on the curvature of the spine.
This bitch had a
little. So what you should have did was what you should have did was took her home. What you should have did was took her home and worked her out and threw that pressure on her back when you threw in that position you put on Facebook the other day, and eventually you popped that back.
No, I went and got back in the motherfucking car. That's what I did. Fuck
Sunshine.
All that shit.
Sunshine, camels keep their humps for life. You can't get no camel. People be riding camels all the time. The hump stays there.
Yeah, but
how
not necessarily.
How you gonna get rid of her hump?
Some people don't know that they can prevent it from stretching and exercising. So that's hereditary. In my family, in a way, I had my grandmother had it, and you can actually prevent it by doing certain exercises, but it's limiting. I'm not an advocate for you talking
personal
about the hunchback
shit.
Of Halloween.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying she had that on her back, and I went back to the car. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
I ain't married because I probably have to think twice too. But it's a medical condition. Ugly is not a medical condition. See, ugly
it was
is supposed to be makeup, whatever, but that might have been.
Why?
Yeah, it was too much, yes.
Why
it was
Sunshine?
Too much.
Why do we have to see women in makeup, see women in weave, extensions, see women with fake nails?
Because
to cover
women
up
want
some
to
shit.
See themselves in that. They don't do it because of you, actually. That's how they want to look. When I put in hair, I say, okay, Kamisha, you want this look. Okay, you want to look this way, this way. It has nothing to do with what a man thinks he wants. It's really about how I feel at the moment. So if I was crying today, I want to put some eyelashes in my eye, which I won't because I'm really having some problems with my left eye lately. But what I'm saying, that's because I want it, not because I think
you need a little
of course, it's appealing. Yeah. What?
That's
so you need a man to fuck that hair out you or something. I think that's what he was saying.
No, I'm saying left side TLC ain't too proud to beg. It's a little joke.
Okay. But,
give me
any love to.
Yeah, I've given already to those causes, you know. I've already fucked a deaf girl one time. That's it.
Ooh.
How was that? What was that like? Like, the sound.
Oh, girl, don't even talk about this. Exactly.
Stop.
It was. It was just like that. And then it throws you off.
Yep.
It throws you the fuck off each stroke, too. And I'm thinking I'm hurting her or some shit. And her moans are just, you know, just abrupt. And you're like, nope.
Lord, forgive me for asking. Y'all
gonna
answer me. I'm not going to hell.
You asked what it was like. Hey, Aloysius,
uh-huh.
I met mine in the club. I met mine in the club, and she was dancing to the beat. And I was like, damn, how's she catching the beat? But she could feel the vibration. So, you know, the whole crew was dancing to the beat. They all had the same beat. So, you know, I called her one day and, you know, went over to her crib, knocked at the door. Nobody came to the door. Knocked at the door again. Nobody came to the door. Knocked at the door again. Nobody came
to
the
door. I refuse.
Kept knocking. And I said, damn, she deaf. She can't hear me knocking.
I got a question.
Ring the doorbell.
Should there be, like, discrimination in the sexual work area? You know what I mean? Like, there should be rules to this shit. Why should people with handicaps be judged so harshly? They need love, too.
Everybody is judged harshly. You know, it's not stuck just to handicapped people. It's everyone in general.
I judge the able body harshly. Shit.
Yeah, you do.
Sunshine, if a man has a small dick or does not know how to work his penis, is he disabled?
Yes.
Okay, so if
he has a mental medical condition and he should get a check.
There you have it.
Yeah. I mean, really, they really should give him a check. And a woman who walls a collapse, she should get one too. Because that got to be depressing. You got to be depressed.
Walls,
you know,
collapse.
So, well, you know, what as Aloysius Square says, squashing, splashing from the side to side. I don't know what he described the issue.
Yeah. Dropped in the pool and splashing around. That's the gist of it.
So, they should get a check.
Why you gotta feel like they should get a check? How come they just can't, you know, live with their disability, survive with it?
Let me see. Look, I just don't know. I got boys, and I thank God that they were blessed. And, you know, I didn't babysit a lot when I was younger because I didn't like little children and shit, you know, so it wasn't like I always changed diapers. So as I became an adult and I look at other people's children and babysit other people's kids, goddamn. What the hell is little boy going to do? You know what I'm saying? Because you just have to wonder, like, that's something lifelong. And, like,
oh,
I've seen mothers joke their boys. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I didn't know where you were going with that.
You know, I'm just saying, just in general, that has to be in the locker room. You know, just as a mother, I was thankful to see that my children were well endowed. I don't want nobody joking my children because I know how women can be. You feel what I'm saying? So when I see little cousins that aren't as blessed, they might be handsome, but it's just something about it. And you just got to be, you know, you got to pray. And I think that for all those years in the locker room with your homeboys and just playing out in sports and it's a sad situation. It has to be depressing. And just like a woman who every man she gets with and she don't feel him, that has to be depressing.
I have no clue about none of that shit.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on with the next man.
Right, but that's my point. But I just can't imagine going through life with a small penis if I was a man all my life. Because all your life, I guarantee you someone is going to joke you. If it's your cousin at the beach, you know, growing up all my life, I've noticed someone in the crowd that somebody pointed out, hey, little dick ass, and you look over there, and everybody's laughing. It's a life, I think they deserve a check.
Now, see, here's the reality. 99 out of 100 women you're going to take down as a guy, there's going to be that one that you can't do shit with. It's just the reality of it. If you fucking 400 or 500 women, then you know it's 400 or 500 women that you can't do shit with. You know, that's just the reality of it. Some women you're just going to destroy. Some women, they're just going to destroy you.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know about a woman. See, I feel like
Well, it would be the reverse then. There are going to be men that you can just overpower and do whatever you want to do with. And some, you know.
I've just dated a man with one, and all arguments led to that one issue. You know, it's not, I just feel sorry for small dick men. And if I could do any type of counseling, that would be the money maker, because they just don't want to admit that they have issues. They have some really deep root issues.
Well, you might just need to keep them hidden until it grows or something.
Boss lady just walked in. She wanted to know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, boss lady, is one of the reasons you married me is because I wasn't a small dick dude.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Well, and there you have it. So.
Aloysius is sitting there. You have it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. Who does that?
That's not exactly. What's the point?
Shit. Yeah. You already have, we got to wash your clothes. I already got to cook your dinner. And I got to do, is you crazy?
Might as well be a lesbian. Boss lady said, you might as well be a lesbian if you got to do it. Too.
Exactly. No fun in that. You can't do those special little movements. Can't move too quick.
You'd be rubbing like clits.
Oh, yeah.
Two big clits.
Man, grinding on each other.
So, you know, I used to watch a little porn. Let me ask y'all this.
A little porn? No, I was just asking. I'm trying to clarify here.
I didn't watch a lot of porn growing up. I got into porn late in life, and now I have a need to watch porn, you know. So a little porn, or a porn during a little period of my life. Okay, is that better? So in one of the particular genres that I preferred was big clit women. So, you know how you see the lesbian lady licking on and sucking on the big clit. So my question is, when you got a big clit woman and she be grinding on the other big clit woman, can she sell that shit? Is it any penetration?
I imagine it is.
I don't know. I don't even fucking understand. Me not understand. I don't even fucking comprehend your situation. So, I'm just being like the elephant man right now. You know what I'm saying? As you described, this situation is just so not appealing. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't even comprehend.
I see. All right. So, let's see, another topic for tonight, voyeurism or exhibitionism? Sunshine, have you ever been a voyeur? Have you ever been into watching people, live sex? Or have you ever been an exhibitionist, you know, like to be watched?
More of an exhibitionist side.
You got to show me. I want to know.
Hey,
you want to know about Sunshine, or do you want to know in general?
Well, she knows. I want to know because I
love the exhibitionist more than I would. I don't think I could watch. Yeah, I probably would watch, but I've never been in that situation to watch. But I've been.
So let me ask you: if a person watches porn, are they a voyeur?
No, but they know that they made the tape. I thought voyeurism was when you're watching someone and they really don't know. I don't know. Maybe I don't understand the definition.
Well, there's three or four different levels to that, because, yes, you are kind of watching other people have sex, and, yes, if they don't know that you're watching, then it's still like watching porn. If they know that you're watching, then you're still being a voyeur, so... I don't know.
See, I'm thinking that's cockhole. What is that called when your wife makes you watch her and some new dudes? See, I don't think that's voyeurism when everybody's willing participants. Yeah, I think when you're peeking in somebody's bedroom window or got cameras on your foot going up somebody's dress, I think that's more voyeur. I'm not into that. But if somebody say, I'm about to fuck my man right here, I might watch. Okay, why I got to watch? But let me see. Oh, I ain't never see that. I might watch, you know. But I haven't been in this situation. And I have been. I think I walked out because I had an ashy ass. But I just ain't never really been into that. Put lotion on your ass no matter what you do.
I think on a couple of occasions people have asked me to fuck their girlfriends or whatnot, which is strange.
Dudes
of course,
have
I
asked
denied
you to do
that one, but yeah.
I never had a dude ask me to do that.
One offered to pay me to fuck his girlfriend, which is strange.
I had a woman ask me
to fuck her dude.
Yeah.
Or to fuck her.
Well, I think she wanted to me to do her, but I'm not into that. So it ended up being probably what she really didn't want. You know what I'm saying? So for me and the guy was messing around before I even knew her. I didn't know they were dating. And then once she found out that he knew me, she was, I guess people try to compensate, like, oh, we just do it like this. We're just together. No, hell, we're not. You know what I'm saying? So
I had
I'm more of an exhibitionist. You know what I'm saying?
I had a female friend,
as
boss lady, as boss lady walks out of the room, I had a female friend who used to like to see me fuck other females and would suck my dick in front of her sisters and cousins.
Wow.
They thought the shit was weird.
It was.
I never had an opinion on the matter. Like we'd be at my place, and I'd be sitting on the couch or something like that, and then, you know, she'd show up with her sisters or friend or something like that, and then sisters or cousin, because it happened like two or three times, and then she just pulled my pants down and started sucking my dick in front of her relatives.
Okay, I can understand that.
Like
they're all girls.
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah, they
were
female
at the barbecues.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, I've seen things like that, yeah.
I can't. My aunt, when video cameras first came out, not the one you know, but when video first came out, me and my other aunt that we went to school with, all of us together, we were like dumb and young and didn't know what really was going on, especially when it came to oral. And my aunt videotaped this shit, you know what I mean? And I was just so disgusted. You know what I'm saying? So it really.
She videotaped what?
Her giving her, at the time, newlywed husband, head. She had marshmallows, all kinds of dumb shit. And it just looked like a white, creamy fucking mess. And it was, you know, the video grain was so terrible back then. It just looked just really cheesy. And I just never looked at her in that light until that moment. And then now I got everyone looking at him. I see his little hairy nutsack. It didn't do a lot for me. I just was really sort of disgusted. It took me until I was 22
to
give some head after watching that video at 16.
Oh, wow.
Just looking down. Fucked me up. It was just not what I expected. Not from somebody that you know.
Speaking
of
not
doing. You can see that on the flick, and you know the woman's going to go all the way. But someone that you eat out of a cereal bowl with, what the fuck? How long you been doing this shit? Bitch. You know what I'm saying? It just fucked my whole world up. I just couldn't get over it. And
it's a good source of protein.
Yeah. And look, her kids, about 10 years ago, admitted to finding that same tape.
Yeah.
And I think it saved her children from slobbing on the knob. You know what I'm saying? Because it was just so disgusting. At the time,
so speaking of family members, did y'all hear this past week what Alan Thicke said? Alan Thicke said that he and his wife get their groove on listening to Robin Thicke's music.
Listening to their child.
Yeah. Robin said,
I guess it's sort of like pleasing. You know, you're excited, your adrenaline's pumping, your son is famous. I know you want it. You know. Hey,
nah.
Don't look at, he's your child. I don't know.
So if your son or one of your sons was famous and was singing like that, would you be playing his music while you and some guy were getting it on?
Fuck no. I know I wouldn't be doing the shit. Go ahead, Sunshine.
I wouldn't be there.
I don't know. I don't think I would want to hear his voice.
Exactly.
No.
I'll be looking around like he's in the room. Hey, what's going on? Okay. Maybe not. But, you know, hey, Robin Thicke is sexy, and his dad was sexy too. Ain't no telling what they did.
That's how you call them incest gay lovers now.
Hey, Reverend Bevel, you know, his legacy. You know what I'm saying? He had a whole community that gave him cat. Everybody who worked up to him, he slept with their wives. So I don't know. Communes and people are into some freaky shit.
I can't disagree with that one, but I don't know.
And I don't know about everybody else, but I respect him as a man. I respect him as an organizer, but shit, yo, shit is what it is, you know?
So, I mean, it's a lot of men sling dick around. So, but... okay.
No.
Speak on
that
it. Run your mouth.
Well,
no,
what's he?
No. Do you understand what he's been indicted for before he passed?
But that's what I'm saying. Wasn't the allegation that he was messing with his daughter?
Right. So yeah, and we still highlight him in the movie Selma as the great organizer. So you know, you really don't know what people are into sexually and what led them to their ability to act in certain ways. You know what I mean? And we don't really know people's makeup, and so with the Alan Thicke, that's a little freaky, but hey.
That's a lot of freaky.
They might have been hippies
kind of
and had free
but
sex
I got a question
on the beat. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
So let me ask this. Do you believe that deviancy, whether it's sexual or social, experimentation with drugs, takes a person to another level where they excel where other human beings would not? Supernatural, super beings.
Repeat that again, because I got a little confused with the excelling in deviancy. Like, I just thought it was contradictory, and I got confused. What did you say?
Okay, so when a human being is a normal human being walking around other human beings, but they do something that gives them another level of consciousness, experimentation with drugs. Like Stephen Jobs used to say that, you know, LSD and other forms of drugs that hallucinate kind of inspired him to be more creative. So pushing the envelope sexually can inspire or take one to another level of creativity. Do you buy into that, or do you say no?
I agree. Because I agree. I believe that you can see differently based on different experiences. And maybe that's why I'm so, I don't know, because, you know, bitches be hating me, and I don't even be trying to holler at nobody. But I've experienced so many levels of good, just good sex. And I just don't, if my energy ain't with you, it's not with you. Because I already know based on energy and, you know, so I do believe it takes you a different level of understanding. I know women in their 30s who never reached a full orgasm, and I'm fucking confused. You know what I'm saying? Like, really? You got 5 kids, and your pussy ain't never jumped? Make you, you ain't never faint? You know what I'm saying? I just don't get it. So, yeah, I do believe. So, and that's why, and maybe the deviancy drove him to create other things because he knew it was against the norm, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sunshine, before we end tonight, Aloysius reminded us that you wanted to update us on some topics, update us what was going on with the person who had...
The old man is 25
years old. Yeah.
Look, the 25-year-old man is still popping off. But the old man is crazy as hell. That's all I got to say. And old people need to date old people. And I don't know, because then that makes me look crazy, you know, when you say you date a younger man. But you got to like the same kind of music. This is going to be my new rule. If we go to a party and they throw on a song, and one doesn't have a clue, maybe you're not compatible. You know, because, you know, within generations, you should be able to follow oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, so-and-so, something like that. Even if they're, like, 10 years older, but when they're, like, almost 20 years older, it shouldn't be a problem. And if they're 20 years younger, they should be able to caught up with San Andreas and things like that. You feel what I'm saying? But I don't know. Old people need to take Geritol and go sit up and play Scrabble or something at the nursing home.
Well, what do you consider old? What's old?
Mentally. Like, if you have an old mentality, you know, if you think that just because you are a man that just is, I don't know, maybe it's Alabama, I don't know, but anybody got time for this shit, you know what I'm saying? And it's too complicated. We need a whole hour of discussion. And, you know, old people tend to stalk you. Old people try to control your time. You know what I mean? And it's difficult trying to be understanding to older people. I'd rather, you know, I guess as I get older, they're harder to deal with because they're expecting so much more loyalty. And we're not ready for that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's all good in the hood. But I'm just saying, old people crazy, and I probably wouldn't do that again. Oh, that wasn't me, but it was me. But I wouldn't say the older man is religious. Well, the 25-year-old is still a prophet now. Yeah. That's like my... That's part of my workout regimen.
I'm take that.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do something.
Yeah.
And you might as well do something fun. Because like you said, I think you mentioned it, Aloysius, says, why would you be with someone who's not enticing or intriguing? You know what I mean? To what you want, your desires. Because that natural desire is going to pull you in. So if you're not pleasing me sexually, even though you don't need Viagra, you're still not working it out, you know what I mean? But, you know, so you got to be able to be sexually compatible in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Have to be able to drop some of those inhibitions and be free.
Yeah, but the older dude, like, I need somebody to come edge my yard up.
Oh, Lord.
Done. You know what I'm saying? If I need my wires checked and my electrical panel, what? Done. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, for that, it makes you hard to be. You can't be like, fuck you, get your, you know, you can't do it because they have a purpose as well, but they got to look beyond. Because they're going to kill themselves trying to take Viagra, trying to tell you they ain't on Viagra. They're going to die. It'll be your fault. You don't even know it.
That's true. He died on top of me.
Doing his business.
You're alive, baby. You know, you hear about somebody fell out sunshine window. What? It won't be on time. That nigga be out the door. Hold up.
Yeah.
Let's get to the outside. Well, Aloysius, I want to know, when are you going to settle down? Because I'm still intrigued with your daily post about the...
When trees moonwalk.
When who?
When trees moonwalk, I guess.
Depending on, you know, if you talk about real life or fairy tales, I've seen a few in a couple of movies. But some
that is true. That is true.
Well, something to think about.
Did you make your trip to Selma?
Not yet. I have a seminar next week, and sometime after that, then I'll be planning to get down there. I'm not going to say specific dates over the radio, because I noticed that one bitch that's still listening or that's going to listen that's going to watch some shit. You know...
Right, they'll have both of us blocked by the morning. We won't be able to post nothing for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know, right?
Before we end tonight,
somebody shut my messenger down.
Before we end tonight, we got a new topic, a new question. Someone asked, can a man be raped?
Yes.
Sunshine, do you agree?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, well, y'all
tell
me
the story. Sure the fuck can.
Tell me the stories. Tell me. I know y'all got some experience.
It's called.
There ain't no experience. It's just, can a man be hard in his sleep? Shit. If he hard in his sleep and she wake up and jump on it, shit, and he don't know, he can be raped.
Well, I mean, can a
fifth of Remy. That's what it is. Called a fifth of Remy and being at a stranger's house and passing the fuck out and she's riding you. Like she said, she's riding your dick when you wake up.
Yeah.
Is that rape? I thought rape is not.
Yes, the fuck it is.
It's not consensual.
Are you trying to push
off? What the fuck are you doing? Yeah.
Okay.
That's like waking up.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing? It's just like, hold on, I'm about to nut. Yeah.
Sunshine, not asking you to name names at all, but do you know any females who would rape a man?
Yes.
What would motivate a woman to rape a man? Desire for that man? Or
revenge.
She has a high sex drive?
No, that. Revenge. Angry. You know. Corny. I don't know. There's a lot of reasons. Frustrated. Mm-hmm. Me and my bifocals, I can't see what's in the cup. Is it in there or is it out the cup? But, yeah, I think so.
Does the number of sex partners a man or a woman has had make a difference to you all when thinking about a relationship with that person?
No. You'd be crazy trying to act like they're going to tell you the truth.
I'm just hoping she's able to fuck me good, fuck me to sleep. Yeah.
Okay. Sunshine, do you like when a man goes to sleep after he nuts?
No. The third time, maybe.
The third time.
Not off the first go.
Do you have a preference on where the man nuts? A, in your mouth. B, on your face. C, on your booty. D, on your tatas. E, inside of
in
you.
In the damn
F,
prophylactic
on your stomach.
Somewhere else.
G, on your lips. H, on your neck. Not H. I, on your back. He said, "In the condom,
in your hair, on your feet, on the ceiling, just everywhere."
You ever had nut in your hair? I'm nutting in a woman.
I plead the fifth, but you know that is just not sexy. You know, even though you have to endure it, it's just
not.
Get
it out.
It's good protein.
Jeremiah,
good.
You want to flip? I'm gonna pick you up out there with my river.
It's good protein, though. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Let me nut on you, somebody.
Okay.
You're like,
I don't think I don't hear any objections.
Okay,
I'm not
gonna
stop you.
Okay, that's what's up. I ain't never done it before. That'll be the first.
So do you want me to cut my hands or something and put it under your tush?
No, I want to ride your hand that's connected to your neck.
Okay.
And just work it out. Let me condition that hair.
You're more than welcome to.
Don't fool me now. Watch in the morning, somebody's face is going to be blonde.
Yeah.
I have to stop with you. I realize it's a trend.
Yeah, a lot of people are trying to get my shit shut down.
Sunshine, you want to say
the Toros, make sure you guys come get your fish sandwich. Oh, and because I don't really know the rules, he had to maybe write them out for me because, you know, I'm slow and I smoke that ganja. So my brain sort of comes in and out. But,
Sunshine.
Yes.
You want to say your goodbyes to everyone for the week?
Oh. I enjoyed you guys. I missed you guys for the last couple of weeks, but I'm back, and I enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you. We miss you also.
Indeed. It was nice to see you the other day, though. So, Aloysius, your turn to say goodbye to our listeners.
It's from a song called Groove.
Oh, okay.
I offer you peace. Prosperity love and desire. Go and get it.
Motherfucker.
Damn right.
And I say to you all, good night. Thank you all for joining us. And we look forward to seeing you in the cafe. Same time.
All right.
You're listening to Team Broadcasting.